This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The micro part of this supply story today comes to us from the National Federation of Independent Business, which released its Small Business Optimism Index this morning, the group's monthly survey of business owners in retail and construction, manufacturing, also services. Among the highlights, 40% of small business owners plan on raising prices, the most since 1981. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab made some calls.
Bobby Williams in Columbia, South Carolina, is facing some tough competition, not for who can make the best catfish or country fried steak, but who can lure in workers.
Like they say, if you can fog a mirror, we will hire you. But we just need some bodies right now.
Williams raised starting wages at his restaurant, Lizard's Thicket, to $10 an hour, up from $8. Meanwhile, prices of everything from pork to plastic goods are soaring. Bacon has doubled. Food prep gloves quadrupled because manufacturing, processing, trucking, everything is backed up.
Every week, there's five or six items that are out of stock.
Williams has had to pass the costs on to customers because he simply can't sell more to make more money. Labor and supply shortages are holding business owners down.
The big issue is that they aren't able to take advantage of that increasing demand for their good or service.
Holly Wade is with the National Federation of Independent Business, which found half of small business owners had unfilled job openings in May. And of those, more than 90% say there were few or no qualified applicants. That's jeweler Becky Beauchene Kulka's problem in Okemos, Michigan. Her goldsmith moved to Hawaii during the pandemic. She needs sales associates, too.
I can train people to sell, but I can't train people to have a personality. Finding people with that, you know, hi, how are you? And it's more of a hi.
She, too, has had to raise wages. And that's not her only problem. Her suppliers are raising prices because mines and manufacturers overseas are still dealing with pandemic disruptions. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.